Tornillo Collective artists and writers Nancy Lorenza Green and Raquel Barrientos Mejia wrote a play which focuses on the border and immigration called Escape from Tornillo. The two-act play, directed by Valerie Muruato and written by the Tornillo Collective, is about unaccompanied refugee minors in detention centers like those found in Tornillo, Texas. A table reading performance of scenes from the play will be held on Wednesday, October 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at UTEP's Bloomberg Auditorium, first floor, University Library. The event is free and open to the public. And here to talk to us about the project are Nancy Lorenza Green and Valerie Muruato. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Nancy, I know you're always all up and stuff. So it's no surprise that you're doing something like this. Will you tell us about what compelled you to do this?
The idea for writing a play about youth escaping a detention center came out of a Tumbleworth's writing workshop. As you know, Donna Snyder.
Every weekend, ¿verdad? Yes.
Este for the last 20 years, cuando menos. Pero
exactly.
Eternity Walls was doing a workshop on social justice and healing. And so the last 5 minutes of the workshop, she said, well, come up with an idea. And I came up with the idea of, I would like to write a play. Pero, of course, one person doesn't create social change or even write a play, ¿verdad? Porque what ended up happening is that a group of artists came together and we have all been collectively writing the script, you know, for this play, Escape mm-hmm. from Tornillo. Some of it is based on the organizing model of Harriet Tubman.
¿Verdad?
One of the things that we know here in the border is that for many generations, families have been helping each other out.
Absolutely.
¿Verdad? And we were very lucky that Valerie came on board. We met at a Mother's Day rally downtown. And Raquel and I attended, Donna did too. And when we met Valerie, you know, we realized how talented she is. Not only is she a wonderful singer, but she's also a theater person. And
uh-huh.
I'm calling her a theater person pero with a lot of experience and connected directly to the community, allá in the Horizon and Clint. And Valerie can speak for herself, you know, what that experience was like for her to join a collective of artists that is intergenerational. Habemos viejitas and then jovenazas como ella.
But that's what makes it so special,
yeah.
Right?
And Valerie will be bringing in youth as the cast.
So, right? Valerie, how does that work? You're at a rally and then... And then what?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. It was magical. It all started even before the rally.
Really?
Yes. As I was going to cross the street to go into the placita, here comes Ms. Raquel Mejia, and just all full of sunshine. She's like, hey, are you girls going to the rally? Because I was with my mom, so she calls us girls.
You're like, well, yes, we are.
Yes. And then my mom's like with her walker, and she's like, oh, I see you brought your Hot Wheels. And so it was just magic from like the time that we met. And I said, yeah, we're going to the rally. So you're going too? She's like, yeah, I'm going to be... reading my poetry. I was like, oh, that's wonderful. I look forward to hearing it. And I said, well, I'm going to be singing. She's like, oh, great. But had it not been for that one, you
the
know,
hot
moment.
Wheels crossing the street.
Yeah. The hot wheels. You know, who knows? Maybe we would have just, you know, complimented each other, you know, afterwards. Like, oh, that was a nice piece. But we had already made that connection. Mm-hmm. And from that moment, they started sharing with me about the play. And I said, oh, hey, I'm a director. I'm a theater teacher. I can do that. And that's just how it was born. And I just feel it was like, again, I go back to saying just a magical, miraculous moment. It was like the Fab Four coming together. But in this case, it's like the Fab, what, six, seven?
But that's what it is. It's the beauty of like-minded folks coming together, right? Because you... All of that stuff that you had to get out of the way to get to know each other, well, you kind of already know because of the situation you're in, right? So
correct,
that's
yes.
covered.
Yeah.
So then it sounds like, well, what are we going to do next?
Yeah. And you know how in El Paso, people actually talk to each other.
Yes.
Well, I love that on El Paso.
And still, you know, to perfect like, hey. Strangers, too. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing.
Yeah. That's what makes it so magical sometimes, you know. Again, the idea of the Underground Railroad, mm-hmm. you know, is kind of weaved into the play. But we have some interesting characters. And Valerie can tell you more about her process for recruiting, you know, the cast. Yeah. Pero the voices of the youth are heard loud and clear. Mm-hmm. You know, and we still want to make sure that the youth who do make up the cast have the freedom to recommend some changes, you know, to
their, the dialogue. Their expression as well.
Correct. Exactly. That's going to make it authentic and real, you know, when the youth themselves are a part of the creative process.
Well, and it's neat that you all are working hard to make them feel heard, because I think a lot of the times it's scary, right? And young folks today, I hear about a lot about like anxiety and all these things. And growing up, it's like, oh, you just get over it. We didn't have that. But no, we did. We just, nobody talked about it.
Yes, sure.
And it's real. It's completely and totally real. And here you are saying, you know what? Whatever it is, we believe you. Bring your part to it.
Yeah, the kids are really excited. I told them about this. So I'm teaching in the Socorro School District, and I got the go-ahead from the fine arts director saying, yeah, you know, go ahead and you can produce the play using our students. And so they were super excited.
And you call your kids kids, but what ages are you teaching?
Oh, they're middle school, but the cast that I'm going to be working with is mainly 7th and 8th. The majority are 8th graders, just sprinkled in a few 7th graders, but they're maybe about 13, 14.
Cool. I know you're doing the table read, so does that mean then there's aspirations to take it to the stage?
That's what we're going to do. The table reading is actually not with the cast.
Okay.
But the production itself will take place in January, and that's what we're having auditions for. So I already have the people that are going to do the reading, but that's a separate cast from the ones that are actually going to be producing the play in January.
And is that more to help you, Nancy, and your writing partner, Raquel, kind of work through the kinks or any changes? Or
we've been doing that among all the writers, because we have like Maria Perez, Tony Beatriz Fuentes, Asomore, and then also Dr. Maria Eugenia Trillo, who lives in Albuquerque. She's a linguist and is going to be translating the play. She's already started translating some of the documents for the collective. She is a collective member.
Translate to Spanish?
Into Spanish, yes. One of the goals is to make sure that when we finalize the script, we're going to have it translated into Spanish so that it can also be produced in Juarez, Mexico in general.
You know? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Why not? Especially knowing that most of the migrant population that is here speaks Spanish.
Exactly. Yeah. Y también the other goal is to publish an anthology. We put out a call for submissions. We've gotten some powerful work. And by the way, the play also incorporates poetry and music.
I was going to ask, I'm like, where there is Nancy, and now that I understand that you're a singer, there has to be music.
The opening song, ¿verdad? Valerie composed it.
Yes, it's called Set Them Free. That's actually when we met. I sang that song at the San Jacinto Plaza.
Is this your composition?
Yes. Or? Yeah, and I wrote it. It was around that time. In December, I was invited to sing out at Tornillo. But I got really sick and I couldn't make it. And it was out of that that I started writing. And then this piece came up and I had it ready to go, but nowhere to showcase it. And again, just, you know, magic. Young lady that I had taught with 10 years ago, Diana Martinez, she invited me to sing at the Mother's Day rally. And ta-da, magic.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Yes. And what about you, Nancy? Are you contributing any music?
I'm doing one of the four poems that are going to be integrated into the play. And as part of that, as background, I would like to be able to play one of my pieces from Aura. Actually, there are two pieces, one from Aura and another one from another CD, La Concha de la Tortuga, with Denise Chavez. There's a piece there that I can hear the people walking. And the opening poem is very radical, so as not to say militant, because we do get angry about a lot of the stuff that happens.
Absolutely.
And then when we get past that, then we have to heal ourselves and then heal community. But the expression of injustice, you know, when we see it, it has to be loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although for a lot of people, it's about prayer
mm-hmm.
and going deep within to pray for transformation of, you know, of some sort. And I think that the play helps us. We hope that it will help the audience really connect with their compassion. Because a lot of times we're bombarded with a lot of images and a lot of information to the point where people say, ay, ya, hombre, ya.
You just shut it down, yeah?
Yes, and we have to come back to the place of compassion and understand that there are children, there are families suffering, mm-hmm. and that we can make a change mm-hmm. collectively and individually as well.
True. And I think also a lot of times when we're seeing this played out on TV, it seems so removed from us, like, well, that's happening over there. It's not, that has nothing to do with me. I'm not a part of that.
Over there happens to be here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And you know what? And yeah. I think we're all children of immigrants. I mean, mm-hmm. I know that this issue is close to my heart because my father came as a 13-year-old. He was an unaccompanied minor and he crossed, you know, on his own. And yeah, and now we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think, you know, everybody, if they, you know, dig down deep, has a story that's connected to what's going on right now.
One of the characters in the play is a psychologist who, through her interaction with another character, well, the main organizer, realizes that she, too, is an immigrant. And there's a dream sequence in the play where she actually connects with her mother who had passed away while crossing. And mm-hmm. it's a very powerful scene because she comes to the realization of who she is, you know. And that alone is an important story to tell, as Valerie was saying. We all have these kinds of stories to, you know,
yeah, we
contact.
Don't just manifest. We don't. Although some of us would like to think we have. Well, today my guests have been Nancy Lorenza Green and Valerie Muruato. They're going to be doing a table reading from the play Escape from Tornillo. That's going to happen on Wednesday, October 23rd, here at UTEP's Bloomberg Auditorium, First Floor University Library. It's open to all of us, and then we can expect to see it on the stage sometime in January. So we invite you to come back to tell us about that. Today my guests have been Nancy Lorenza Green and Valerie Muruato. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you,
Marina. Thank you very much.